fashion
旅行
心灵 massage
小资情调 consultant
快乐
温馨
bubbly
无厘头
with great personalities comes great responsibility easy FM
每天中午十一点到一点 ATW 摩天轮
this we can have
Welcome to the second hour of ATW with Babe and Yajie on CRI's EZFM. 欢迎大家继续收听轻松调频摩天轮。告诉你一个好消息，贝贝
啊，
我新浪微博的 V 认证又回来了。
You lost it? Why?
Because I changed the name. 这把之前的名字呢，这个很多朋友光是通过听呢，其实觉得很难抓得住。因为以前呢，这个新浪的名字呢，微博的名字叫 EZFM 亚杰，所以大家就是问呢，到底是这个全写呢，还是怎么缩写的？比较麻烦，哎，又有英文，
我都记不住，
所以我现在干脆就改成了全是汉字，叫轻松调频亚杰。
OK，
所以之前呢，这新浪微博呢，他们需要认证有一个阶段，我就发现
轻松调频亚杰
啊，怎么了？
为什么我是断开念一下，看看有些什么样的效果？
哎呀呵，也有可以玩了哈。所以呢，这个 V 之前呢是消失了一小会儿，现在又回来了。
Do you lose all your information though?
No,
everything there
still there.
OK，
只是名字改了一下，
cool.
这样大家呢就更加方便口口相传了。
嗯，
轻松调频亚杰，这样贝贝也能记得住了。
嗯，轻松调频亚杰。
我哭了，我后悔了。
好，
有空呢可以不光说啊，来我的微博转一圈，这个最重要的是呢，去贝贝的那个贝贝 CRI 的微博上溜达一下。
我不知道大小写有没有关系呢，因为我的贝贝
好像没关系。
没关系是吗？嗯，OK， 那就好。
我试过，
贝贝是 B 都是大写的，然后 C 也是大写的。嗯，
对，我试过用这个搜索，哎呀，那一栏直接搜贝贝 CRI 就可以找到你。
OK，
你呢目前是粉丝最多的那个，这个叫贝贝的那个人。
是吗？哦耶，
大小写没关系，直接就能找得着啊。路易斯的呢还比较复杂，还是中英文夹杂的，叫 EZFM 路易斯。实在找不着的没关系，大家从我们俩关注的人当中呢就可以找到我们可爱的路易斯了啊。
所以让大家更多的了解你呢，也得给人一个好找的一个地方，然后呢好记的名字，对不对？
好，那我们这半个小时呢要聊一聊你身边的加拿大人。这同样的我们的同事张婉，另外呢还有一位同事是王潇，他们两人共同制作了接下来的这一篇报道。我们首先来听一听啊，这采到的这些身边的加拿大人有哪些好玩的故事。另外呢，大家参与今天的直播互动呢将有机会获得由加航提供的精美礼品两份。所以呢大家可以抓紧时间发送短信，三个大写字母 ATW 加上内容发送到10669191985。
对，是两位听众个人一人一份儿，然后呢发送来的这个故事不一定要说多么精彩，就是说你身边的加拿大朋友给你留下了什么印象，
是
吧？那可能就是你可能对加拿大所有对加拿大的了解就是来自你这个同事或者你见过的这个朋友，对吧？又是什么样的 impression your impression of the Canadian friends that you know。
好，我们先来听一个报道，听听这个报道当中的加拿大人给我们留下什么样的印象。
Peter Kovios, who was born in Canada, is from Greek descent. He learned English as his first language, therefore he quickly adapted to the Canadian society. But his parents held their old traditions. They make Greek cuisine, speak Greek at home, and they celebrate Greek traditional festivals according to the Greek calendar. Due to his bicultural background, Peter had interesting experiences when he was a child.
If we were outside, if we're at school,on the playground, everywhere, we'd always speak English. In the house, we'd even speak English, and, you know, but our parents always spoke Greek to us, so there were certain words that I would hear in the house that I assumed were Greek words because my parents spoke them in English with their Greek accent. So then when I would hear them on the playground, I was like, how do they know that word? Like, that's a Greek word. And then obviously I realized, oh, it's just my parents' accent, and they don't know how to say it.
Language is never the biggest difficulty for kids, while cultural customs are. Sometimes kids don't understand the local customs because their parents are not familiar with them, and sometimes the parents just want to hold on their own traditions. For example, Peter says he and his sister never did trick or treat on Halloween until he was 10 years old.
Trick or treat for Halloween. It was difficult because my parents weren't familiar with Canadian customs. They were familiar with Greek customs. Like, Halloween was one of those things that they didn't understand. Like, I'm sure it's a foreign concept here. You knock on someone's door and people give you candy? Like, that's so odd. You dress up? What are you doing? What are you talking about? My sister and I think we were like 10 or 11 before we did that. So little things like that, we, you know, my parents tried to hold on to Greek tradition.
Unlike Peter, Jerry Dai went to Canada from China when he was 20 years old and has lived there for 10 years. When he first got to Canada, he had a lot of difficulties. English, of course, his biggest headache.
When I first got to Canada, I realized how bad my English was. I remember my experience of our family buying the first TV. I was sitting down there trying to understand what's going on, and I didn't understand a thing, not even a word. And the funny part is, I wasn't very worried, because before I went to Canada, I was educated about this country. It's a bilingual country. They have two different official languages, of English and French. I thought, hey, I've learned English for 12 years in China. If I don't understand this news, this must be French news. And about another 5 minutes later, it wasn't. It was English. I started to hear words, you know, I hear different English words start popping out. And I realized it was English. And then I also realized another thing, which is life in Canada isn't going to be easy.
At that moment, Jerry decided to learn English well. He pulled himself out of the Chinese society. No Chinese magazines, books, TV programs, or radios. After 2 years of learning, as you heard, Jerry can speak just like native Canadians, and he says it was all worth it. He has worked in a Canadian company as a manager, and now he teaches English to help new immigrants. Canada is the nation of immigrants, so the Canadians have come from all of the world to settle in the country.
Most people in Canada, they're sort of a mix of something. They're half Irish or half French or half something. One of our closest friends, our neighbors, they were Vietnamese. Another set of friends, neighbors. His mom was British. His father was Fijian. So then, you know what? That's the way Canada is. It's built.
The Canadian government has adopted a multicultural policy that provides social assistance for immigrants to maintain cultural diversity and realize the blend among ethnic groups. Jason Sokas is a Canadian lawyer studying in Tsinghua University in Beijing. He says,
we take great pride in our multiculturalism. We think it's a wonderful thing. We're not expected to forget where we're from. So we're all very proud Canadians, but we're proud of our heritage as well. So whether it be, you know, a Greek heritage, an Italian heritage, a Chinese heritage, French heritage, whatever that is, we like to keep the best of our ancestors, but moving forward within Canada.
But how can people from different parts of the world blend into one nation, and how do they communicate and work together? Actually, people with different ethnic heritage and backgrounds are not that different. They have a lot of things in common.
At the very beginning, when I first came to Canada, I thought the Canadian culture and the Chinese culture, the East and the West, they must be super different. The fact is, they're not. They're very similar. For example, you know, people talk about small talk in companies. When the Canadian will do their small talks, it's exactly the same as how Chinese people do small talks. We talk about kids' education. They talk about kids' education. We talk about TV shows last night. They talk about TV shows last night. So in terms of culture, most of the stuff is the same. The basic value system was built on the same foundation, how we value friendship. You need to be faithful in a family. You need to take responsibility. All of that stuff is exactly the same.
By respecting basic values, the Canadians have created a tolerant country of peace and tranquility. They enjoy themselves and are comfortable with who they are. They like to talk to their friends while watching ice hockey games. Well, that's a nice and friendly Canadians for you. For Easy FM, I'm Zhang Wan.
Wow, thank you very much, Zhang Wan, for the wonderful report.
Yeah, very relaxing to listen to.
And I believe that besides adapting to the Canadian society, you also need to keep your own tradition.
Of course.
之前也说到有一些是意大利裔的或者是希腊裔的移民啊到加拿大。所以家里面其实比较注重这些传统的维护啊维系。因为我觉得这虽然我们家也没有 这所谓的移民的文化，但是呢，因为爸爸妈妈呢，他们是从小呢是在四川生长的，所以家里面其实我们之间交流，我跟父母交流很多时候是用四川话。
就说虽然你们现在就好多年已经不住在四川了，但是还是会用最开始学的、
所以还是受巴蜀文化的影响比较深一些，包括饮食啊，包括一些思维习惯呀、就你就觉得川妹子做事都是风风火火的、所以有时候呢我也比较受这些影响。
Yeah, I think a lot of things it's in your blood, as they say. Maybe you only stayed at a certain place, like when you were little, for a few years. But that few years of experience, of the things you saw, consciously and unconsciously, things that you felt, they will stay with you somewhere in your system. And it's hard to be erased.
有的时候即便你没有说刻意的去保留一些你传统的，就是小的时候生长的文化，但是还会在你的血脉里吧，应该是。
所以在加拿大可以体会到来自各个国家和地区啊不同文化的精彩的碰撞啊。所以大家可以发送短信聊一聊你身边的加拿大人，三个大写字母 ATW 加上短信内容发到 1066-9191-985。Scouting for Girls, This Ain't a Love Song.
Every night I remember that evening, the way you looked when you said you were leaving.The way you cried as you turned to walk away. The cruel words and the false accusations, the mean looks and the same old frustrations. I never thought that we'd throw it all away, but we threw it all away. And I'm a little bit lost without you, and I'm a really big mess inside.I've been tired, I'm all hurt and confusion. I've been mad, I'm the kind of man that I'm not. And though I'm down, I'll be coming back fighting. I may be scared and a little bit frightened, but I'll be back, I'll be coming back to life. I'll be coming back to life. And I'm a little bit lost without you, and I'm a really big mess inside.And I'm a really big mess inside. And I'm a little bit lost without you. This ain't a love song, this is goodbye. It's alright. Cause you can try, but you never keep me down. It's alright. I may be lost, but you never keep me down. You can try. You can try, but you never keep me down. You can try.
这是小学课本上的加拿大人。
来吧，老外离我是你。
这是电视小品里的加拿大人。
Hello, my name is Peter Cavillos.
I'm doing master's at Tsinghua.
Currently, I work at CCTV.
I teach English for a living.
我爱加拿大。
And this is my Canadian life.
而他们是您身边的加拿大人。听 ATW 摩天轮为您讲述加拿大人自己的故事。参与话题讨论，编辑短信 ATW 加内容发送到1066-9191-985，便有可能赢取加拿大航空公司送出的北京到加拿大任意直航城市的免费往返机票。
加拿大人
和中国人我们老朋友。
Yes, you're listening to ATW 摩天轮。那今天参与节目的互动的朋友呢，有机会获得由嘉航送出的精美礼品，那就是聊一聊你身边的加拿大人。
Right, it's not hard to do. Let's get started with ourselves. You know,、huh? let's talk about the Canadians,、the impressions we have of our Canadian friends.、
Mm.
You've been to Canada. Like,、
yes.
you've seen more Canadians than I have. Well, actually, no, that's not true, because I've been there twice already. It's just,、it's been while,、like a long time ago.、
我去那儿最大的感受就是回来之后跟别人这个见面、就打招呼也好，或者说这个要经常说一句 thank you, 经常要把 thank you 挂在嘴边，因为在那边的时候、
嗯、
因为在那边的时候呢也是这个我碰到的加拿大的人都特别的友好，
嗯，那当然
非常非常有礼貌，嗯，无论是去买东西啊，还是去逛某一个景点啊，还是直接跟他们当地的人问路啊，
嗯，
这都是特别特别的 nice。
就你问完路，人家给你指完路，完事儿，人家跟你说一句 thank you 是吗？
没有，所以经常是把 thank you 挂在嘴边，所以呢，
嗯，
回来之后稍稍有一点点需要调整，就是不需要，
嗯，
咱们这边可能说讲究熟人之间就不要那么太
干嘛那么客气啊？
太这对这样说的话就。有点太生分了哈，
嗯，
我们要显得随意一些。
对，其实那天因为我就是习惯中也是经常就是不管是家里阿姨啊还是同事啊谁，就是总是会说谢谢嘛，
嗯，
然后我的阿姨就老说你老跟我说这干嘛，
对，
干嘛那
么
客
气，
对，但是我就跟他说，我说这不是客气，这是，
嗯，
就是发自内心的礼貌，
对，
就真的对我来说这是好像是两码事，
这也算是文化差异，嗯，我记得有一位我也是在加拿大留学的朋友回来，我们之前呢就是吃了个饭，然后呢也是聊到这个问题的时候，他也有同感，他就觉得回国之后呢，
嗯，
老是跟人家说谢谢谢谢，当然是用中文讲谢谢谢谢，
嗯，
人家就会觉得你怎么这么客气啊，
干嘛这么生分是吗？
嗯，
嗯，但是我觉得只要说的真诚，就是发自内心，我觉得别人是会 appreciate 的。
对，
and in close contact we've had quite a few Canadian foreign experts colleagues. A lot of them are no longer working here anymore. But my impression of like our Canadian coworkers, they are really just 觉得挺放松的，挺就是你就是比较 lay back 感觉，
嗯，
好像没什么急事儿。然后就是不会看到他们发什么脾气啊，嗯，就是急躁啊那种感觉，
嗯，
这是我一个比较 general 的印象，
嗯，
但是还有就是说，我觉得我个人觉得哈，就是中这个美国和加拿大好像就是好像一家人，
是这样
挺像的，所以我不会觉得有太让我觉得有很奇怪的地方，
嗯，
倒没有。
来听听大家的这个故事。2586说中学的时候呢，有一个来自加拿大的外教，非常的风趣，还说呢学我们中国学生啊广播体操的动作，
嗯，
而且呢经常是上午最后一节课结束的时候呢，总是唠叨一句中文，说我要吃饺子。
Hey, you know, maybe for them, our 广播体操、眼保健操 they are weird things that you do in school. Like we growing up, we grew up with that. Like the first day we attended school, we did these things,
mm-hmm.
and maybe for them it's like, oh, what are these odd things? We have to get everybody together, like
at the fixed time, do exactly the same thing. 而且眼睛必须得闭着呀，老师会监督你说眼睛有没有闭上，
嗯，
乖乖的闭上，然后做那些规定动作。
对他们看了可能还觉得，耶，这什么情况？挺有意思
的。看看4356说，我有一个加拿大朋友叫 Jason，
嗯，
对我们非常有耐心啊，也是一位外教。说呢，还教会我做柠檬蛋糕和这个 fried ice cream，
嗯，
非常的好吃。可惜呢，我还没有学会，他就已经回国了。
对，
嗯，这 fried ice cream 是咱们说的油炸冰淇淋吗？
对呀，啊，嗯，
这加拿大也有是吗？
I guess. I mean, the first time I had it, it was in a, I think it was in a Vietnamese restaurant. So I don't know where it originated.
Okay.
嗯，这边0760，他说我原来的高中外教是加拿大人。诶，现在高中都会有外教吗？
有，小学甚至幼儿园都有外教了。
那是很特别的学校吗？还是普通的 local school？
也没有吧，现在应该比较普遍吧。
是吗？
嗯，
嗯，
我们那时候上高中的时候也有外教。
你是什么重点高中是吗？
也不是，就普通的。
哦，
但是他也不是说专门每周规定给你有多少课，可能就相当于这个叫课外兴趣小组的那个感觉。
哦，OK，
嗯
，like extracurricular class。
他说高中是外教是加拿大人，身材魁梧啊、他说那儿有四种官方语言，英语、法语、意大利语和汉语。他听到汉语感觉还
对，我们刚才听的这个报道里头呢，有意大利裔的，有希腊裔的，还有华裔的，
这跟在美国就很像了。这边再来看看这位朋友，另外朋友对加拿大朋友的印象，他说我认识的一个加拿大人，他一周呢三四个晚上都在酒吧过。他就觉得哎，这个习惯挺奇怪的。他说呢，待在家里很无聊，所以每天晚上就花大把的银子在酒吧。Maybe it's a little odd. Like for China, a lot of Chinese people, one of the most popular pastime is to sing karaoke. Right, it's almost like the same as going to the bar for a lot of Westerners.
我觉得老外去酒吧呀、其实和咱们中国人去茶馆是一个意思。
茶馆或者唱 K， 我感觉就是
一种
大家热闹呗，
下班之后的休闲娱乐。
对
啊，很多时候去那儿这个认识朋友也好呢，或者谈生意啊，谈些事儿，
对，
都可以去酒吧。
结果我是两边都没沾上，酒吧我也没学会去，然后唱 K 我也没学会去。
你可以自己参这个去旁边的茶馆，跟老头老太太们搓搓麻将什么的。
我就去咖啡馆看书吧，还是
5363说。这个电视剧《老爸老妈恋爱史》当中的 Robin 呢，就是来美国八年的加拿大人。这个电视剧里面特别有意思，讲到好多美国和加拿大的一些，就他们这自己人呢，就是说，哎呀，这个加拿大人就说美国人怎么怎么不好，那个怎么说加拿大人怎么怎么不好，就是以一种很善意调侃的方式。这个美剧当中有很多这样的小细节，特别好玩。
What's the name of the show?
It's called How I Met Your Mother。
哦，
这个 Robin 的全称呢是叫 Robin Scherbatsky。
我以为这个听众是他说他自己爸爸妈妈，
没，
我还没看明白。我说
里面有出现专门一集，好像就是他们到加拿大去，怎么着就碰到说其中有一朋友被打了，然后呢他去医院还接受了免费的医疗，因为加拿大的医疗系统这个医疗保障特别的先进，
对的，
所以呢他也是觉得挺不可思议的啊。这印象特深的说，就其中有一集讲加拿大人性格，所以大家可以找来看看。而且那个剧当中呢也经常出现的有一个加拿大人常去的有点像麦当劳的地方叫 Tim Hortons。 这跟加拿大人说他们都知道，里面卖点咖啡啊，卖点甜甜圈啊什么的，
甜甜圈 donuts 哦。
对，我们去加拿大的时候也吃过那儿的 donuts， 特别特别的甜，这一般人估计还是受不了。
这边再来看8391，他说暑假的时候遇到一个加拿大人，30多度的高温太热了，可他说的是 so warm 不是 hot。 他觉得虽然是细小的这个差别啊，让这位听众觉得很有意思，
抗热能力还挺强。
但是人家那边没有热的时候吗？
应该是
抗，看着挺冷的呀。
对，按理说抗冻能力应该比较强。
好，
因人而异吧。
感谢大家跟我们的分享，那稍后休息一下，稍后回来我们继续再聊2011年要去的一些地方，可以做的一些事情。
三个大写字母 ATW 加上你想说的话，发送到10669191985，每条资费50分。
I remember how you forced yourself to stay awake, to hear my footsteps when I came home late. These things I will hold on to when I can't hold on to you. Soon you'll go, you'll make your mark. Soon you'll go, taking my heart. Soon you'll soar into the sky, and I'll be there to watch you fly. Wrote your name in giant letters, scratched them into the wall, trying to reach us when you couldn't quite express it all. Made a protest we would notice, and the motive was clear. Now I understand it, looking back across the years. These things I will hold on to.
This is CRI Easy FM.
您现在收听的是中国国际广播电台轻松调频
Easy FM。
Pressure pushing down on me. Pressing down on me. like a vandal. Life stays what's charmed like a candle.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No manners for dance.
First peak of that boom, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hear bulls that the kids don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ falls in.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No matter for under pressure, the friends are feeling down. It's a family of two, with people on streets. Ball up it, ball up it. Do they are, yeah. That's okay, it's the tale of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends meet.
Kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, you're not quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. In my 5.0, rack top down so my hair can blow. Girlies on standby, waiting just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, Joe, so I continued to
A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down.
现在我听这歌呢，就立马想起来了两个人，
嗯
，Michael 和黄小妹儿。
Oh, they were dancing to that tune on that day.
对，轻松调皮怀旧派上的这两个人，就是这首歌呢，玩的还挺嗨的。
Wow, I missed it. I was in the
有视频，没事，你可以看回放，就在咱们官网上
的。
www.crieasyfm.com 大家都知道我们说的是什么意思了。
我就记着瑞瑞的红唇好销魂哦。
你应该记得他那颗黑痣吧。
That too, that too. 很到位很到位。
对、嗯、Jet Ward featuring Vanilla Ice, Under Pressure, Ice Ice Baby. 欢迎大家继续收听轻松调频摩天轮。Here's Baby 的亚杰。
It's Friday, so we are listening to the world. 虽然去不了呗，听一听还不行吗？讲一讲还不可以吗？那刚才说到这个歌里面也在唱 party 啊什么的，这边下一个就说到一个 party place，
嗯哼
，OK， it's in， 哈哈，这个街道，
哈哈 is where，
Guadalajara， Mexico，
OK，
I'm guessing that's how you say it，
去那看什么呢？
Well, it says this is the birthplace of tequila,、
mm-hmm.
Maria Chess, I don't know what that is, and the Mexican broad-rimmed sombrero. That, those huge hats.
墨西哥人戴的那种宽檐的大帽子。
我记得去那个这世博会墨西哥馆的时候、
嗯、
底下就有卖那种大帽子的。
没买一顶回来。
那都没法戴呀，太大了。
嗯。
然后那个就叫 S-O-M-B-R-E-R-O Sombrero, I think、
嗯、
And、Guadalajara is without a doubt a memorable spot to party.
很适合 party 一个地方，在墨西哥西部的一个城市叫瓜达拉哈拉。
哎，看来我说的也不是太不靠谱嘛，
对
吧？
音译过来的。
It's a nice alternative, gateway to Mexico City for accessing nearby colonial towns. 可能可以看到当年一些小镇哈，殖民地的小镇，可能会有一些特别的特色。And it's set to really let loose from October 13th to the 30th.In 2011, when the Western Hemisphere's Olympics, the Pan American Games comes knocking.
这叫泛美运动会。
就估计就是北美南美呗。
北美、中美、南美地区的大型综合性运动会。
西方的奥林匹克。
是。
这是今年10月13号到30号呢。And this game, held every 4 years since 1951,features 5,000 athletes representing 42 countries.
人家也是每四年组这个举行一次。
对，所以热爱体育运动的朋友们又想去这个北中南美洲旅行的朋友们，这个还是可以去 check it out。
我之前看这个标题 Pan American Games， 我就在想会不会和泛有关系？这个泛指什么什么东西？
对、
有以前说泛太平洋地区，现在有个泛美运动会。咱也可以了解一下，不知道它的这个运动项目和。
估计应该差不多，
我们所熟悉的奥林匹克运动会有多大区别？
可能没有什么乒乓球之类的，但是大多数我们熟悉的运动应该有吧。
结果这参加运动员呢都是戴着这个宽边沿的那个帽子啊。Sombrero?
I don't know how to exactly pronounce it. So that's another place you can go, another thing you can check out in 2011.
That's a nice choice. 接下来要提到这个地方呢是在 Oslo, Norway.
这也和运动有关了。
对 ,Ski Championships, 滑雪锦标赛我们又回来跟大家聊一聊。
好的。
也可以和我们分享一下2011年你想去哪些地方转一转。三个大写字母 ATW 加上内容发到10669191985。Here's Foo Fighters with Wheels.
I know what you're thinking. We won't go and down. I could feel us sinkingThen I came around, and everyone I've loved before flashed before my eyes.
个可以考虑做摩天轮的主题曲吗？
不行啊，人家说的是 When the wheels come down, you wanna go down? I don't wanna go down.
也是哈，嗯，这是来自 Foo Fighters 的一首 Wheels， 欢迎大家继续收听轻松调频摩天轮。这以后带 Wheels 的歌呢，咱都得先拿过来听一听，审核一下歌词啊。
嗯，看看是 up 还是 down。啊，今天是星期五，我们呢是在我们是去听世界各地啊，找了一些2011年。可以去的一些地方，可以去做的一些事情。Best things to do in 2011. And as Yaja mentioned, next we will be visiting Oslo in Norway.
在挪威的
Oslo. 为什么要去那里呢？
For FIS Nordic World Ski Championships. 喜欢滑雪的朋友应该听说过，这是世界滑雪锦标赛。
嗯，
看看这详细的情况。Nothing beats the flag-waving frenzy of Norwegians cheering on their skiers at any winter event, and that only escalates when the event is local.
那边肯定滑雪是is a national sport. I'm not too sure, but definitely very popular.
独厚条件嘛。嗯。So Oslo hosts the FIS Nordic World Ski Championships from February the 24th to March the 6th. 每年的2月24号到3月6号。
也没多久啊，一个多星期。嗯，
对 ，a serious skiing affair of 21 events， 中间呢、嗯、还分了有21个项目呀。
嗯，这个其中最著名的一个是叫 Holman Colin Ski Jump。
贝贝，这种迎难而上的这个精神值得我们学习。
反正就是一个 H 开头的 Ski Jump。And actually, when I saw this, I was wondering, what is a ski jump exactly? I mean, I can guess that, okay, the skier jumps off from some high place, right? And then land somewhere down below. Mm-hmm. But I don't know exactly what it looks like. So I did a little bit of search for the image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like a diving platform, it seems like, except that you ski off it and just fly into the sky.
这个你要看过冬奥会呢，应该多多少少有点印象，它就是那种跳台滑雪，
是吧？哎呀，太牛了呢！
就飞身出去啊，就按着说这个跳台的倾斜柱滑道，就这么冲了一下，就弄上去了。
啊，我真的是给我钱我都不会去做的事情。
So, and also in one of the museum, you can learn about the delicate art of ski jumping and the skiing's 4,000-year history.
就是滑雪有四千年的历史了、
嗯、As well as take a simulated ski jump for a laugh 就是如果你不敢尝试真正的跳台滑雪呢、嗯、咱可以玩一把模拟的
这怎么模拟啊
那就是电脑做的呗
但是哎呀想到那么快的速度滑出去结果底下没地就是落空了这什么感觉呀、啊、我觉得挺 worrisome 的
嗯，从小开始玩嘛没事儿，这是人家的传统、嗯、这说到这儿呢我想起来那时候看冬奥会呢有几个项目我也是比较有兴趣就是一个是叫 bobsleigh 这你可能听说过、嗯、就是坐在一个小雪橇里头
嗯哼，
像一个小的一个子弹头一样的这么一小车厢、
okay.
三个人坐在里头然后往底下滑
OK
这是 bobsleigh
这还是比赛项目
就是比赛项目哎，冬奥会的比赛项目还有一个呢是叫 luge spelled as L-U-G-H 一块板子滑雪人呢是躺在这个板子上仰卧然后从这个滑雪道上冲一下、哦、
好吧我会念成 log
可能是哈还有一个呢叫 skeleton 这个最恐怖是你呢平躺就是平趴在这个板子上头呢是冲下的所以如果你要撞到墙上的话呢应该就死翘翘了就变成
哪儿都不行
了对就变成一堆白骨所以我估计啊因为是这个原因所以把这个项目叫 skeleton
我觉得不光是一堆就是可能不是白骨但是呢你会是比较压缩版的你原型这太可怕了我不要去做
速度嘛
哦、oh, You know what? What's the last what's the name
skeleton.
Of skeleton 你知道应该设计一个什么样的这个、equipment 吗
嗯哼
就是呢戴一个头盔但是呢头盔上要加一根弹簧So in case they do hit anythingthey'll just bounce back、
嗯、
instead of just
them.
like slam them into things full force 真的、啊、就是 这也是一个保护措施嘛，安根弹簧，这样呢可以缓解一下，就不用一脑袋就咵扎下去了。
冬奥会组织委员会呢，永远剥夺我们俩参赛比赛的资格。
你不觉得有一定道理吗？
有道理，
不是吗？
好好
，I think so。
我们下来仔细讨论一下细节问题。
What do you guys think? I think it will work. It's a protective feature.
想一想哈，我们来听一首歌，哎 ，Spanish Dancer 2010，三个大写字母 A T W 加短信内容发到10669191985，每条自费50分。Dancer 2011，欢迎大家继续收听轻松调频摩天轮。时间不多了，我们来看看这边有一位7919、说妹妹呢明天要参加研究生考试了
呀，明天就是的呀。
对呀、
哦，
这个哎呀，怎么这么快呀、
啊？对啊，说着说着居然就
考研又来了。
那加油啊，朋友们！
对，这朋友说呢，妹妹最想去的地方呢是上海，有一个她让她欢喜让她忧的学校，而且呢她要跨专业考。贝贝已经放弃的专业，希望他成功。
我没放弃，我毕业了，我毕业了的。
对呀，贝贝是正牌康奈尔大学毕业的呀。
诶，哦，对，那还有冒牌吗？他说的是我学的经济专业吧？对，我学完了，没有放弃。
对，
有些知识不一定每天都用得到嘛，但是特别是学经济学，其实很多是锻炼你的逻辑思维能力。并不是一定说我一定要记得些什么东西。
对
，It's like giving you a way of thinking, an economic way of thinking, and you can apply that in everyday life.
哎呀，最后一点点时间了，抓紧努力一下下。明天呢，祝大家都能考出一个好成绩。
对，还不如说实话，还不如放松一下，好好睡一觉。明天这样能以最好的状态迎接这个考试，发挥出自己最好的水平。
是，
那在这里我们也祝所有要去考研的朋友们
Good luck everybody.
Yeah, good luck. Not much that we can do for you. Just wish you that you will be in your best state when you're taking the test and you can do your best.
最后呢再来和大家分享一个2011年呢可以选择去的地方。
好嘞，
这个权利交给贝贝你。
那我们来说一个，哎呀，这个看着我都没兴趣。这个
叫说一个你有兴趣的呗。
没了呀，说的是 motorbike race。
底下有一个你应该有兴趣 ,write a postcard。
嗨，咱说这地方吧。
好。
这个是 The Isle of Man Motorbike Race。
So they say this is a haven for tax dodgers and outdoor Z-types most of the year.
Tax dodgers.
逃税者或者是一年到头喜欢在外头待着的人。The remote Isle of Man transforms in May and June for the tourist trophy.And this is an engine-revving motorbike race that attracts 50,000 people every year.
Wow.
And why is 2011 so special? Because 2011 marks its 100th birthday for this race.
已经有100年的历史了。Where is this place?
It says that you can reach it by plane or boat from Liverpool.
Ah, okay.
And you can see much of the island by rental bike or on foot.Okay.
Isle of Man?
Something like that.I'm not interested. Motorbike? Meh.
在曼岛。就是在英国了。
好吧就这些咯。
玩摩托车的人好吧。
不感兴趣 sorry. But
今天你有感兴趣的比如说 Amazon 那个你还比较感兴趣。
我只是遥远的感一下兴趣。我也可能不会去我觉得。
对还有一个是那个 Oslo 的那个叫什么 ?Skiing Championships, 你也比较有兴趣但是就是不敢尝试哈。
我觉得呢今天所说的这些我不如就待在家里写一写那个 my list. Wonders of the world.
That could be your another big,goal of 2011.
So the place that maybe one day I'll get to, you know, in the future. 好希望大家呢也能有自己的一个2011年的愿望的清单对吧
是。
这个都想去些哪些地方呢去那儿干些啥呢这样呢也是一个奋斗的目标吧。
实在不行退而求其次可以来我们 CRI Building 前面转一圈。
或者你把你想去的地方告诉我们我们找一些这相关信息。
就我以为帮你们实现。
星期五的时候我们可以来就是聊一聊。
对集中聊一下。联系方式三个大写字母 ATW 加短信内容发送到 1066-919-1985。
或者什么论坛呢
今天我们嘉行中奖的两位听众呢稍后会在论坛上公布你们的这个联系方式。
Ready?
感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。We are gonna see you next time.
Yes, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
And good luck with the test.
Good luck with the exam and see you tomorrow.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. 'Cause you know sometimes words have meaning. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of us